So, do you like crosswords? Well, let me say it maybe another way, but you probably don't. I know you don't like crosswords, okay? But do you like crosswords? If you're a fan of crossword puzzles, you'd be known as a cruciverbalist. Now, the first part of that word, of course, cruci, comes from the Latin, which means cross. And so we simply want to look at some cross words. Latin language has a lot of effect on our language. Another word that has came about that actually the Romans coined a word, and that word is excruciare. That means coming from or resulting from the cross, which brings us to some words. For example, there is a word that means talking about the pain that is derived from the crucifixion being so intense that the Romans actually had to create a new word for that, and that word is the source of our word excruciating, which is used to describe anything of intense or unbearable pain, which should bring us to mind the excruciating pain that Jesus suffered on the cross. And that pain, however, didn't solely result from the cross alone, but the events leading up to it, and of course, the ultimate of the weight and the burden of the human sin that was put on Jesus when he died there. There's another word that's derived from the Latin word cruci, which is the word crux. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines crux as a puzzling or difficult problem, an unsolved question. An essential point to be settled within a discussion or debate is often referred to as the crux of the matter. Maybe you've heard that phrase. The cross of Jesus settled what could be considered a puzzling or difficult problem. How does God, and how does a just and holy God punish sin while also forgiving man as a loving and compassionate God? The answer? Jesus Christ. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14, we find out that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The prophet Isaiah wrote these inspired words when he said, "The Lord saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him." Isaiah 59:15-16. The crux of the matter was settled at the cross. A settlement we remember each Lord's Day as we partake of the Lord's Supper. But there's another cross word that we need to use here as well. And that word is derived from that cruci word, and that word is crucial, meaning something of great importance. The Lord's Supper provides us with a crucial opportunity to remember how crucial Jesus' excruciating death was. You see, for without the cross, the crux of the matter of our salvation would remain unsolved. But because of the cross, we have redemption through Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you today to remember what Christ has done for us. Father, to suffer a pain so intense that it required a new word. To endure the problems and the issues that he had to go through were so intense. Father, we just know that because of him, he took on that punishment for us. And Father, he solved the issue of your justice and your mercy. And so, Father, when it comes to your mercy, we plead for it. And when it comes to your justice, we simply stand in the shadow of the cross and point to Christ. And so, Father, as we remember him this day and as we partake of these emblems, as we partake of the bread, and we remember the body that went through that pain, and as we partake of this cup, may we remember the blood of Christ that takes away our sins. And we're thankful for that. For I ask all this in Jesus' holy name.